Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Fridays are always big, always informative. Three important guests for you. We have Clara Halpert joining us. They're having their family farm and business taken by the city government in her area. We'll tell you all about it coming up in 30 minutes because they, quote, want an open green space. They want a good view shed. The government is taking it and, of course, not giving them proper just compensation, setting the trend, expanding the trend of open land grabbing by the government and the private criminal interest that have grown up around it. So that's coming up in 30 minutes. Then we're going to have Tommy Pallotta, the producer of A Scanner Darkly, the Philip K. Dick adaptation, that is getting rave reviews from the Cannes Film Festival to right here in the United States. He'll be joining us to talk about this near-future police state dystopic film that opens in most major cities this weekend and then in hundreds of theaters in the next few weeks and then over 1,000 screens by the time it is fully released in the next month. Tommy Pallotta will be joining us coming up for 30 minutes in the next hour. Richard Linkletter joins us on the 11th, coming up early next week, the director of the film. He also has Fast Food Nation coming out, exposing that travesty. And so he'll be on the air with us talking about both of those films. The double barrel approach, as one critic called it, from the Texan, Richard Linkletter, coming up next week. Well, what is the 11th? I guess that will be on Tuesday. Of course, today is 7-7. 7-7, the one-year anniversary of the British government carrying out terror attacks in London. They then had another dud attack 2 weeks later on 7-21. And my new film, Terror Storm, spends, I guess, about 40 minutes of the just shy of 2 hours on the London bombing, on the ground in London. We were there just a week and a half after 7-7 in the middle of the government operation. We were there exposing it, and we have made a new film, Terror Storm, and the centerpiece of the film is 7-7 London bombing. So it is apropos, it is fitting that we are releasing Terror Storm in the month of July. The official film with the extras won't be out until next month, but we have a limited run of Terror Storm that actually has had about four and a half minutes cut out of it. The final version will have about 4 minutes cut out of it. You get this special edition because we don't have time to wait. We printed up limited copies of these, and they're almost all gone. Get your copy of Terror Storm now, the collector's edition. Every copy, of course, I've also signed, and start making copies and getting them out to people. We just can't wait a month till the extras are done and the official DVD is all printed up with a pretty color cover. We're putting it out now, and I hope you'll visit Infowars.com, the secure video and bookstore, and get a copy of Terror Storm and some of the other books and videos while you're at it. Or I sincerely hope that you will call toll-free to secure your copy, 1-888-253-3139. Terror Storm, 11 months in the making. Really, I had an eye on making a film about the London bombing, so if you want to be technical, it's almost a year in the making because I decided to make a film about the London bombing a week after it happened when it was clearly an inside job. I then traveled to London, so almost a year in the making, but technically 11 months in the making. I spent over three times as much money on this as I spent on any previous film. Terror Storm is now available, professional music, very professional graphics and animations. I'm really proud of Terror Storm. You need to get it. So the emergency edition, collector's edition, is only available for a limited time. Get your copy now. You can see it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, deep behind enemy lines, we interrupt this rebroadcast for a live radio talk show. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones today. It is the 14th day of July 2006. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. So much news to cover. So many new developments going on in the Middle East and all around the world. We had no other choice, no other option but to offer you a real live talk radio program. We've got a great show for you today. Coming up in the second hour of the broadcast, former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter will be joining us. We'll get his viewpoints on what's going on in the Middle East, of course, as a Weapons Inspector, Mr. Ritter, knows exactly what he's talking about, and I guess if we would have spent a little bit more time listening to Scott Ritter rather than slandering him and lambasting him and calling him a liberal, we might have been able to avoid the entire mess in Iraq, but he'll have a unique perspective. Scott Ritter will be joining us in the second hour of today's broadcast, and then Wayne Madsen will be joining us as well on the program today. He's coming fresh out of the new Valerie Plame hearings. Will give us updated information on Valerie Plame. As you know, Robert Novak recently, after all was said and done, went ahead and outed, he is called Turd Blossom. You might know him as Karl Rove, regarding the ultimate source of the leak for the Valerie Plame affair. Also, Wayne Madsen will be talking about the USS Cole TWA-800, which is now, of course, being blamed on the Iranians. Folks, I I want to make this very clear. If you stub your toe, if you hit your finger with a hammer, it is no doubt because of the Iranians. We'll be talking about TWA 800, Nicole and Valerie Plame with Wayne Madsen, who, by the way, is a was a former communication security analyst with the NSA in the 1980s and an intelligence officer in the U.S. Navy. He's testified numerous times before Congress and is syndicated in many, many newspapers. Wayne Madsen joining us in the third hour of today's broadcast. Well, no doubt, if you've been paying attention, if you've been trying to follow the news either on the Fox News Channel or on any of these neocon screaming head radio talk shows, you will have heard the ultimate wargasm going on collectively all throughout the airwaves. That's right, folks. Israel has a right to kill all those dirty ragheads, all those dirty Muslims, all those dirty Shias out there. And war is not only begun, but it is escalating so fast that we can hardly keep track of it. I understand that this audience, being highly intelligent, highly educated, who have done their homework, understand all of the implications involved and understand that before we get up and get up on our soapboxes and start screaming about the head of Hamas living in Syria, which gives us the ultimate right to start bombing Syria or Iran or Palestine or any of these locales near the country of Israel, we better take a good look in the mirror. Because as we understand, I'll give you one example of terrorists, a terrorist that we actually guard, that we keep. I mean, look, if they're harboring terrorists, we must go in and immediately start bombing them. Is that right or is that wrong? That is a rhetorical question, by the way. No, if we're harboring terrorists like Luis Posada and the entire gang of terrorists that helped us throughout Iran-Contra, or if we're working with MEK, or we're working with any number of terrorist organizations around the world, let's not forget how all of this begun, working with, funding, and training the very terrorists we're now fighting, whether they be Hezbollah, Hamas, or Al-Qaeda, then we really don't have the opportunity to call the kettle black. Judge as you will be judged. Let he or she who is without sin cast the first stone. Now, there have been a number of developments. We've been watching this very closely now for the last 12 to 24 hours. In fact, I was out in front of this story many weeks ago. We've finally gotten the world to open its eyes and see what is really happening now in the Middle East and why it's happening. But a few recent developments I want to share with you today. The Ahmadinejad came out from Iran and warned very sternly against attack against Syria that there would be hell to pay if Israel and her allies started bombing Syria. Immediately afterwards, Saudi Arabia came out and warned Iran that if anything happens, they will have hell to pay, and sternly judging them. The Vatican has finally come out, warned Israel and admonished and condemned Israel for the attacks on Lebanon. And the Vatican and the United Nations both come out. Now, of course, if you're a neocon in the middle of a massive wargasm, bloodlust, you will, of course, attach the United Nations condemnation of Israel to every so-called liberal in the United States. Well, anywhere in the world that be. Now, that doesn't include some of the more well-known liberals, like Michael Savage, like Sean Vanity, like George W. Bush, and the rest of these so-called neocons who, as we know, have an extensive neoliberal background. No, they're not liberals at all. They are chicken hawks, and let's be very, very clear of that. But this tension is really, really building. You can feel it in the air. It is palatable. Everybody waiting to see what will happen next. Last night, in a war of words, I believe rhetoric that will sponsor even more violence to come down the road, the United States faced off with China at the UN Security Council. And what was behind all of that? Well, the United States wanted China to admonish North Korea for their war apparatus and their saber rattling. And, of course, China declined and vetoed that. China wanted the United States to admonish and to condemn Israel for its strikes on the civilians in Lebanon. Of course, we vetoed that. In the middle of all this is the one and only John Bolton, head neocon. Isn't it, I have to say, folks, isn't it comforting to know that the only thing that stands in front of war, world war, between China, Russia, the United States, and the powers that be, is a guy, Mr. Walrus himself, I am the Walrus, cuckoo-ca-choo, John Bolton. Pienaar, a JINSA member. That's right, folks. So we understand that these people are extremely biased. Now, here's the unusual part about all this, because if some of you are listening to this, you're going, Jack, I hope that you're not co-signing. I hope you're not endorsing United Nations. No, in fact, that's the only thing we agree with these neocons on, except for we want to completely repeal and step off of the United Nations and begin to eliminate the tentacles which reach throughout our education and social apparatus here in the United States. These are tentacles, of course, with the United Nations that aren't quite as weak as the political authority of the United Nations, which are extremely embedded and strong throughout every facet of our culture. So we believe even more strongly than your favorite liberal, I mean neocons out there, including Laura Ingraham and others, who believe that the United Nations should be abolished altogether. Well, they want to abolish the United Nations, much in the way the League of Nations was abolished. In other words, we changed the name, same business, different day. But again, just quite a lot of developments in this. Vatican has come out condemning Israel for attacks on Lebanon. The Vatican on Friday strongly deplored Israel's strikes on Lebanon, saying that they were, quote-unquote, an attack on the sovereign and free nation. Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Angelo Sedano said Pope Benedict and his aides were very worried that the developments in the Middle East risk degenerating into a conflict with international repercussions. No kidding. In particular, the Holy See deplores right now the attack on Lebanon, the free and sovereign nation, and assures its closeness to these people who have already suffered so much to defend their independence, he told Vatican Radio. Israel struck Beirut Airport again on Friday and bombed Lebanese roads, power supplies, and communication networks in a widening campaign after Hezbollah guerrillas seized two Israeli soldiers and killed eight. Sedano said the Vatican condemned both terrorist attacks are in quote, and military reprisals. Hezbollah, which wants to trade its captives for prisoners held in Israel, has showered rockets across the frontier, allegedly in its fiercest bombardment since 1996 when Israel launched a 17-day blitz against southern Lebanon and Hezbollah. But Sedano reserved his harshest words for Israel. Quote, the right for defense on the part of a state does not exempt it from its responsibility to respect international law, particularly regarding the safeguarding of civilian populations, he said. Even Condoleezza Rice, who was immediately, along with George W., saying that Israel had a right to defend herself against these evil terrorists, is now starting to backtrack in the sea of reprisals. Reprisals coming from the people. The people who, by the way, have enough common sense to know that strikes on civilians killing innocent 10-month-old babies and 4-year-old girls, alleged terrorists, does not stop terrorism. In fact, it creates more terrorism. Any egghead, well, I don't know, you know, sometimes I think that uneducated people, people who haven't finished high school, are more intelligent than some of these think tank types. But let's just call a spade a spade. Let's just put everything where it needs to be here. And that is, this isn't happening by accident. Israel is not stupid. The United States is not stupid. They don't continually do things that cause quote-unquote blowback without knowing that that is going to be the result. In fact, the desired result. But now we have Condoleezza Rice backpedaling, saying that it is not okay to hit targets which will kill civilians, being very careful and very measured as this particular conflict escalates. So here we have Saudi Arabia on the side of Israel. Did you ever think you were going to see that day come? Well, we've already seen this with Jordan and Egypt and others running these torture camps in order to torture American suspects or enemy combatants. We've seen the lead up to this. I wonder if Saudi Arabia knows that they're on the hit list. I wonder if Egypt knows they're on the hit list. If they're listening, we'd like you to know that, and we could show you the documents to prove it. We'll be right back. More information, more news you're not getting anywhere else. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, filling in for Alex Jones. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay tuned.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to another live original broadcast of the Alex Jones Show. Jack Blood again sitting in for Alex today, who is on assignment. He should be calling in to check in on the program live here in just about 7 or 8 minutes at the bottom half of this hour. Scott Ritter joining us in the second hour. Wayne Madsen joining us in the third hour. We've got a ton of news, investigative reporting, and on-the-ground analysis coming through on the program today on this three-hour broadcast. We're going to take some calls in the first hour. That might be the best time to call in if you want to get on the air today. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We are really right now on the brink of the cremation of care ceremony in Bohemian Grove. We're going to talk about that some today as well. This just came in. Palestinian group denies holding Israeli soldier. A Palestinian militant group on the Gaza Strip on Monday denied media reports that it was holding an Israeli soldier who was captured in a raid into Israel on Sunday. Spokesperson for the Popular Resistance Committee, is one of the groups which carried out the incursion, says that it had no information about the soldier. So again, a lot of the alleged quote-unquote kidnappings, hey, look, if they're on the wrong side of the border and this is war, they are prisoners of war. I think we need to be very clear about the terminology and not fall into groupthink or newspeak on this issue. So again, more information coming out as we speak. We'll be constantly updating you on this today, including India saying Pakistan elements back the bombers, which we initially figured out right away regarding the massive train bombing in India, which is, of course, called the 7-11 bombing. We have 9-11, 3-11, and 7-11. Start looking for dates of the 11th and probably stay away from trains at that point. We are going to go to your calls, 800-259-9231. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. Jim from Oklahoma City, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you, Jack. How are you?
I'm very good. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got a small piece of information here. You can take it for what it's worth. Some time ago, I got a hold of some information by a Detroit attorney by the name of Constance Cumby, who's had a small cadre of investigators in Europe for some time. I imagine it was prior to 1995. But she did at one time write a book called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow way back when in the early 80s. I haven't heard.
Huh. What's the information?
Yeah, the information was that her investigators reported to her that there was a meeting back in November 27th, 95, between Shimon Peres and Javier Solana, who is the current Secretary General of the EU. Also, he's Secretary General of the new...
Mm-hmm. And what was the basis of the meeting?
The meeting was to strike a treaty called a Treaty of Association between the European Union and Israel. And it involved the bringing in of the Palestinians into some of the real estate there in Israel. I imagine that turned out to be the
That was probably part of the withdrawal plan that we saw earlier this year, which upset so many people in Israel who, by the way, are out on the streets today protesting some of this violence. You know, why do you think then, so you've kind of put that into that compartment. Why do you think the EU came out and condemned Israel today for their recent acts of violence?
I am not sure about that, but in May of 2005, there was a meeting in the White House between a small organization from the EU and George Bush's organization, Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, and several others, and they wanted to strike another treaty called the Barcelona Agreement, which is the war we have in Iraq. And the thing of it is that in order for them, the EU, to come to our assistance, because they have targets on the Mediterranean area over there, they want to set up a Mediterranean free trade area involving all those countries surrounding that Mediterranean Sea over there.
Sure.
And there was a certain deference that the United States would have to make to the EU. So whatever you're seeing over there now must be within the constraints of the...
Well, sure. I mean, look, what you're talking about, and all of this makes sense, and I can confirm most of everything that you're saying. Okay, Jim? Well, what you're talking about is order out of chaos. I mean, in order to keep the centralization moving forward, you need to have this violence and this chaos. You know, I look at the Middle East very much like I look at South America right now, where we're gearing up to have our American Union, our regional government for North America. But the ultimate goal, or at least on the way to global governance, which is the ultimate goal, what we do have in play here is the Pan-American Union. I look at the Middle East as part of the Pan-Asian Union, and they can very much be compared, if you want to get a situation going here, figure this all out. They can very much be compared to what we have in Central and South America now. Thanks for the call, Jim. Alex Jones should be coming up right after this, folks. Stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEEN market.com.
Thanks for joining us, folks. You have got us. This is the Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones today. We'll be taking your calls at 800-259-9231. Scott Ritter, former UN weapons inspector, joining us at the top of the next hour. And then Wayne Madsen joining us with a new report on the Valerie Plame affair, joining us in the third hour of today's program. Alex Jones is with us now, calling in from an undisclosed location. Alex, thanks for calling in.
That's right, Jack. Once or twice a year, I try to come down to the funky Texas coast, do a little fishing, build sandcastles with my wife and children. And driving down to the beach yesterday afternoon, I almost turned around to come home to just cancel it because of this war provocation. You know, all the experts told us, Ray McGovern, inside CIA people told us, that in the next 3 or 4 months, and that was about a month ago, that they would have provocations, that Israel would create provocations to attack Iran and Syria, and that it would probably start somewhere in Palestine. So I wanted to just spend a few minutes here, and then I'll get off the air and let you get back to your great analysis that I was listening to on the beach via shortwave just a few minutes ago before I came into the hotel. And you're absolutely on target, and so were the callers. But anything the globalists do has a cost-benefit analysis. They look at a whole spectrum of New World Order interest, and then they say, is this better for our interest short-term, long-term, or is it worse for our interest? And if something fits a whole string of New World Order interest, then they will push it. And I think one of the biggest here is about domestic diversions in Israel with Olmert in a lot of trouble. We also have Bush in a lot of trouble. This really is the build-up to the October surprise. It will probably be some type of limited strike on Iran or even worse. And then, of course, Israel's own documents going back to the early 80s, the Pentagon's own documents. This is not our opinion, by the way, listeners, for neocons, followers that are tuning in, neocon zombies. This is their own admissions, that Israel is going to break up Iraq into 3 to 4 parts using the U.S. military. They want to break Syria up into 2 to 3 parts. But they want to break Iran up into as many as 6 to 8 parts. They want to break Afghanistan up into 4 parts. They want to even try to break Egypt up into 2 parts. So this is the official plan, and they do this by escalating, by provocateuring these provocations. And, I mean, every few months, Israeli soldiers get killed or get captured, sometimes every day. They're just basically hyping this and turning this into a big deal. And when the Israelis drop a 1,000-pound bomb on a neighborhood and kill 65 people at a pop, it's loving and sweet and good, and because those are subhuman Arabs. But when a suicide bomber blows themselves up, the few times it's real and not a Mossad or Shin Bet operation, by the way, that's Israeli newspapers admitting their government creates fake al-Qaeda groups, Hamas groups, others, then it's, oh, the evil terrorists, the greatest evil in the world. And I just refuse to be part of this hypocritical propaganda any longer. So this is a clear provocation. Last week we heard, actually 2 weeks ago we heard, when the first Israeli soldier got grabbed, that Syria was running it all. Syria has been licking our boots, rolling over, arresting whoever Israel and the U.S. say. It's really pretty pathetic. So now they're trying to claim that they're behind it, total fraud. Then, as you know, yesterday it's on InfoWars.com, continual total coverage at InfoWars.com. That's the site that's going to cover this the most right now of my 8 sites. And so, expanding out from there, now the Israeli military says, oh, Iran has the two newest captured Israeli soldiers, or Hezbollah is trying to transfer them over there. Now, this is the same Israeli government through the ADL out of Canada that put out the propaganda a few months ago that all Jews were going to have to wear yellow insignias on their coats, and that Christians would have to wear blue ones and Zoroastrians, green ones. Yeah. Turns out, no connection to reality, total complete lie. Reuters AP had to retract. It was totally made up. It was a national law encouraging the government to fund textile mills, period. So, you know, just like our government has farm subsidies, they had a textile thing. And there was nothing in it about Jews, nothing in it about Christians. And it said that they should try to fund the companies that were encouraging Islamic dress. So the companies over there, there was going to be a subsidy for Islamic dress and not Levi's. Okay, boom. That's translated into Jewish stars that have to be worn by Jews. Total lie, just like the PR company in 1990 hired the daughter of the PR owner, never been to Kuwait, claimed she saw babies being thrown out. Turns out it was total lie. We're lied to over and over and over again. Now, expanding on this, and Jack, jump in any time, I'm just running through it.
No, you're doing good on your own.
It's about Israel being able to dominate that region with U.S. control and help. It's about turning off the spigots of oil. Webster Tarpley agrees with that analysis. So is even Greg Palast.
Yeah.
And that's just the facts. We have the oil company documents. It's about turning off the oil. It's about getting permanent bases there. It's about taking over the whole region in the next 10-year plan, as they call it. And then domestically, it's about a political distraction and a political football, because oh, we're in a war, we've got to get behind them. Israel's already saying they may go all the way into southern Syria. Then there could be some convenient attacks over here. The government can claim that that was carried out by Hezbollah or Hamas. All of this stuff CIA controlled. And let me say this. On the off chance that Ahmadinejad does produce 2 Israeli soldiers, we know then he is a government agent.
That's a good point. Excellent point, because as we've been covering, there's absolutely no way to transfer soldiers from Syria up to Iran in today's modern world.
No, the whole thing's full of AWACS fighter planes.
Yeah.
There's a control grid blanket. I mean, countries that aren't authorized can't even get a Cessna above 2,000 feet. But just going back to this, why do we say there is a chance, a good chance, 50-50 chance, that the whole Iran regime is a staged event? Our government in 1953 overthrew Mossadegh by carrying out terror attacks. They put the Shah in. Then in 1979, he gets overthrown. The CIA admittedly was involved out of Paris, who they've been protecting for decades, flying the Ayatollah Khomeini in. Suddenly, he grabs a bunch of hostages. It's all blamed on Jimmy Carter. It's admitted. This is admitted that Reagan signs a backroom deal. And when we say Reagan, he was a pretty much a good guy compared to Bush. Bush was already running things.
Right.
Bush Sr. signs a deal, former CIA director, signs a deal for hundreds of millions in missile launchers, weapons, guidance systems, and cash for them to hold them until the day of Reagan's inauguration. Boom, as soon as Reagan comes in, they release him. Oh, isn't Reagan a tough guy? It was all staged. We know Bill Clinton in 98 sent $45 million to Iran. They then funded al-Qaeda. This is publicly Senate report by Republicans to attack the Serbs, blow up school buses, attack schools. They then fight back. The Serbs fight back. Al-Qaeda always starting fires, always doing the globalist bidding. They then pull out. And so now we see Ahmadinejad doing everything he's supposed to. So when I first looked at this, I thought, well, that's, you know, they can't do it. They can't transfer them. That's ridiculous. Why would Muslims do this? Why would they? Folks, we know that Israel controls Hamas. We know they manipulate Hezbollah. So guaranteed, there's so many nexus points here. This only benefits Israel and the globalist interest in the U.S.
Let's finish making the connection, because Ahmadinejad, has been widely acclaimed, was involved in holding those captives back in the Jimmy Carter era under the Ayatollah Khomeini.
Exactly. And we know that was a CIA op. Okay, there's no debating. Our government staged that with them, made a deal to hold it off. That's how sophisticated these people
are. What do you make of Ahmadinejad's saber-rattling now against the warnings, the threats that have come out all over the news today against Israel, saying if they go into Syria, there's going to be a major backlash? I mean, can he back that up? Is that something to, again, just scare people around the world?
Well,
or is that going to come to real violence?
Part of it. This is what some of my sources have been saying, and I agree with it. 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, I have family that's, you know, high-level special forces. They've now gone out of special forces and are more in logistics. And they said, look, we've been told it's not Iran. If we do hit Iran, it'll be limited. It's going to be Syria. And I've said that many times on the show, that sure. My family has said, and then I've got other sources in the military, so do you, Jack, that it's Syria, Syria, Syria. Now, it could be both. It could be, you know, they could stay. I mean, look, Saddam was admittedly CIA. He was told to attack Iran. He did it. So the globalists are always stabbing each other in the back. Iran isn't always under CIA or globalists or MI6 or Mossad control. So it flip-flops. Saddam was their boy from the time they hired him in 1954, trained him as an assassin, 1969, head of Baathist security forces. CIA made a deal, make him the head of security, intelligence, and we won't keep killing your leaders. Then in 79, they stage a coup. They put Saddam in. And then they set Saddam up and tell him to go ahead and invade Kuwait. Again, this is on record. Then they pull the rug out from under him. Again, we know there's dealings between our government, Israel, and Iran. We know they've been in bed together on attacking the Serbs, many other things. It's just right now, we don't know what they're gonna pull. We just all have to be aware of these different ingredients. And I'm asking my staff, I'm tempted to get in the car and come home. I have like 1 or 2 little 3 or 4 day vacations a year. I just finished the film. I'm totally burnt out. I've got black circles, but I'm tempted to just get down there in the little hotel computer area and write an article, but perhaps Ryan Slickhuysen and others who are listening right now can just listen to my last little 10-minute analysis, or maybe, Jack, before you leave, or maybe you can go in there and oversee during breaks. This is how I live. We can write up maybe a 5-paragraph analysis of what we just laid out, of the different breaks that could happen here. But this is so important. But first, key bono, who benefits, who stands to gain, then the historical context of Western intelligence being involved in all of this. You put those two things together, you put the timeliness of this coming up in the elections here, how they need this politically on top of it, it's exactly what we said was going to happen.
Let's not forget, we have Scott Ritter coming up here in just about 20 minutes, and you know he's talked about this extensively. So again, this is just a matter of public record, highly documented, that we were funding both Iran and Iraq against each other in the Iran-Iraq war. So we have a long history, as you mentioned, for the last 55, 60 years in being behind much of what happens in Iran. Though again, I think what people need to understand logically, Alex, and you could speak to this, is that we might have a lot of influence in a place like Iran. That doesn't mean we control every day-to-day operation that goes on in Iran.
Well, I mean, what it means is, and we know this from history, The globalists make deals, they're made, they're broken, there's lots of backstabbing going on. We know the relationship's been there, we know they've staged huge events in the past, then we know who has the motive here, we know they're hyping this out of proportion, we know there's the preposterous claims that these people are being taken or have been taken or they want to take them to Iran, and just remember the fake yellow Jewish star story, remember the babies in the incubator story. This whole thing, every indicator as we go down the line shows that this is a manifest huge psyop. And shifting gears, before we run out of time here, Jack, because I know you're going to be talking about Iraq in the next hour.
Yeah, I got one more question for you, too. So let's
Sure, go ahead and drop it.
Well, I mean, because this is something else that's really boiling over. Today, India came out, according to the Associated Press, and is blaming Pakistan for the recent bombing in India. We know that the Pakistan
so
is extremely unstable right now. And
well, we know if you, Pakistan means U.S. government.
Thank you for that.
I mean, that
so does
totally
Saudi Arabia. Run. Saudi Arabia means. So here we have these Wahhabi-run, these Islamic countries that are barely just holding at the seams. And something like this, what we're seeing now going on the front lines with Israel, could really bust those seams wide open. Saudi Arabia came out today and threatened Iran.
Well, you're right, and that's because that's because their government, put in by the British almost 90 years ago, is tottering. And the globalists are confident that Musharraf can maintain control in Pakistan, but that is doubtful. And it just shows the arrogance of the New World Order clan and what they're doing. But bottom line, Israeli intelligence and U.S. intelligence and British intelligence fingerprints are all over what's happening. We know in the past that they have controlled these Arab fighters and radical Muslim groups. And this whole thing is nothing but a perfect provocation to go into Iran and Syria, either one or both. But just shifting gears, Jack, I should have written an article about this, too. It's the 133rd anniversary of Bohemian Grove. Google has a big headline that we have up on Infowars.com right now about, you know, secret rituals and the elite. Hey, it's all just good fun. We need to really remind people that meeting right now in Northern California, and then tomorrow they will have, for the 133rd time, this satanic ritual where they sacrifice care and in Mephistopheles, in that famous book written 500 years ago about the deal with the devil, that's actually based on a true story, in the book about Faust, the book's actually called Faust, the devil's trying to keep all these things in a box so that Faust can't find them. And care is the conscience or care about evil and corruption. Care escapes. And so they mix in a Babylonian ritual with all this other, you know, weird occultic druid stuff, and then they kill care. I mean, this is so sick. So everybody should remember that's going on tomorrow. And we got footage last year inside Bohemian Grove, and then again, almost, it'll be 6 years ago tomorrow in 2000. On July 15th there at the Grove, and so people really should get the order of death and get it out to people, and people should contact Google and Yahoo and others that are doing articles on this and say, hey, you guys need to report on what really goes on there, Jack.
Not to mention bombard some of these chicken hawk neocon screaming head radio talk shows. And let's also not forget, let's add this in, because while they are getting rid of their care and doing mock sacrifices and wearing hoods, worshiping a 40-foot stone owl.
They're blowing up Palestinian children. It's called loving and good.
That's right, and I'm sure that that's part of the ritual, the overall global ritual. But let's not also forget they're having little fireside chats and discussing policy right now as it pertains to world and geopolitics.
You're right, Jack, and I would just add to all of this, when I get back on, you're going to be there Monday and Tuesday, and I really appreciate that. And if we attack Iran or Syria, I'm going to be in the car, and I'll end up being there Monday. But you can just co-host with me or something. But bottom line, when we sit here and we look at all this unfolding, the globalists need a worldwide crisis to bring in their world government. This is just one more step in this whole line towards that, and it is not in our interest to be attacking the Arabs and blowing them up and killing them. And, so many people have bought in to just mindlessly supporting Israel, and others have bought into mindlessly attacking Israel. And my whole comment on just attacking Israel itself, I'm tired of Europeans and I'm tired of liberals and others going, you Christians like George Bush, you're all nuts. George Bush is not a Christian. He doesn't speak for Christians, and it isn't Christians that do things like this. The things Bush does is diametrically opposed to what Christ did. And the same thing goes for Israel. You know, we shouldn't sit there and go, all, you know, Israelis are Zionist, or all Jews are evil or bad. They have a bad government, just like China
and
has a bad
government.
They're
protesting. They're in the streets today, Alex, the people of Israel, and they are against this violence and these military
exactly.
actions.
Exactly. So what we're trying to do is bring people together here. You know, this is the difference from us and some of the COINTELPRO hate monger programs that want to kill our message. We're against what Israel is doing. We're against what our government's doing, what China, what Germany, what England are doing. It's the people are good of the world. It's these evil leaders, and Israel is evil, and their leaders are evil, and that cannot be denied. Jack, I'm going to get out of here and let you take care of the show, and you're doing a great job, and I appreciate you sitting in for me. Of course, this has to happen when I take a few days off, and folks, I will see you back next Wednesday, I hope. I hope I don't have to come back because they've already started blasting Syria, but we'll see what happens. So God bless you, folks, and please continue to watch InfoWars.com. We're going to have continual coverage throughout the weekend. My webmaster's agreed to be updating throughout the weekend as the latest information develops, and let's get a report out, a good professional report, guys, who are listening in the office, with the bullet points we made about Syria.
Thanks for calling in and weighing in, Alex. I hope you can enjoy your vacation as the world seems to be going up in flames. But, look, I understand. I'll take one when you get back. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, buddy. We're holding down the bunker here at InfoWars Studio for Alex Jones. I'm Jack Blood filling in. GCN Radio Network, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Go there now. We'll be right back after this.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
About everything Alex just covered in that last 20-minute segment can actually be found in the new film Terror Storm. There are limited copies of the first edition left, all of them autographed by Alex Jones. They are going fast. And that goes for the Order of Death as well. Of course, we are again on the brink of another cremation of terror, another anniversary of our wonderful Christian leaders and captains of industry and major publishing media heads, all wearing gowns and hoods and doing mock sacrifices in front of 40-foot stone owls as they discuss geopolitical, national, and world policy. All of that is contained in the Order of Death. There are also limited copies of Order of Death. Might be a while if you don't order them now. And, of course, on this anniversary, this is really a great time to get these videos. With everything going on in the world, you want to explain to your loved ones the mutual admiration society going on in the Middle East, how this is, all in all, WWF wrestling, where you own both the wrestlers, pit them against each other in a mock fight in order to obtain multiple benefits on multiple levels, again, cost-benefit analysis. All of this information is in Terror Storm. So I would order Terror Storm, and because, again, we're at the anniversary of Cremation of Care, this is actually getting more coverage. Bohemian Grove is getting more coverage in the mainstream media now than it ever has any year before. So you understand how this is all starting to get revealed. So Order of Death, Terror Storm, both limited copies. Alex Jones is signing the last copies of Terror Storm, the first edition that are coming out, and then there's going to be a reworking of the film, I know, and it'll be put back out again. 888-253-3139. Or you can simply go to Infowars.com. Again, 888-253-3139. If you want an autographed copy of Terror Storm, you better get them while they last, because obviously Alex won't be autographing millions of copies as they go out through the next year or two. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Infowars.com. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. The Order of Death. Two films in one, in Terror Storm, if you've not seen this yet. Not that all of Alex Jones' films aren't fantastic, but this one just blows you away. The history involved in this particular video are bar none. There's just nothing like this out on the market. And in this day and age, where we're at right now, to have people understand that is imperative, and this will do all the talking for you. Scott Ritter coming up here very shortly, and then Wayne Mattson joining us in the second hour of today's program, and we're going to continue to talk about what's going on in the Middle East, and we're going to tie that into a number of other pertinent issues that are being reported by these two great whistleblowers. 1-800-253-9231. We have time to take Jason in Maryland. Jason, thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, thanks. Jack, I was wondering if you're familiar with a paper issued by the Israeli government called the Daniel Project, or the Daniel Project?
No.
It states that they have just a very short, small window of opportunity to attack Iran.
Right.
Because they're, you know, their nuclear facilities, and I was just calling to...
That's what Ray McGovern had been saying just a few months ago on this program. And there's a lot in play in this, and I'm not exactly familiar with the precise element you're talking about and sharing with, but I mean, we just have to use our common sense. We have an election coming up here. This is going to help the election. It's going to help the Republicans and the neocons continue to hold their trifecta of power here in the United States, but there is a very short window. You're right.
So I see the Israeli government working in concert with the you know, Washington, in at least in as much as Cheney wrote the PNAC document, and it seems to be going down the same road.
Cheney, Jeb Bush, Paul Wolfowitz, Prince of Darkness, Richard Pearl, Scooter Libby, and the gang, they call them the Vulcans, wrote this all out. So somewhere there's a memo coming out of the Rove Department that talks about all of this happening. I got to tell you, it's just all lining up too perfectly for the neocons. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back after this, folks. Quick break. We'll come back with Scott Ritter. This is the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.